Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, as always, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being in the masjid. Alhamdulillah for the Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah for the blessing of Iman. Alhamdulillah for the blessing of Islam. Alhamdulillah for the blessing of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah says, if you are thankful, I shall increase you. If you appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledge the ni'mah of Allah, for sure, this will be the way to reap the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will be the way to avoid the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah says in the same verse, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ If you are not thankful, my punishment is severe. The punishment of Allah to those people who are not thankful is severe. Why is that? Because part of being a thankful servant of Allah is to worship Allah alone. Is to recognize that Allah is your Khaliq, Allah is my creator, and so I have to believe in Him alone and worship Him alone and live my life in accordance to Quran and Sunnah. So when a person is not thankful, he is deviating out of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always get accustomed to say Alhamdulillah, even as you're listening to us right now. And that shukr, that thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only a verbal thanks. It's not only a verbal word that you say Alhamdulillah, but in the heart there is dissatisfaction. You are not content with the taqdeer of Allah. The person is objecting. When something bad happens, why me? The person is comparing himself to others. Why this one have this, I don't have? Why this one is more handsome than me? Why this one have more knowledge than me? This is the opposite of shukr. Sometimes we think that we are thankful, but we're practicing already kufranun ni'mah while we're not realizing. Practicing already the opposite of shukr while we're not realizing. When you compare yourself to others and say, this one got a better pious children, I don't have. This one have a bigger house, I don't have. This one have a bigger position, why is he having that and I don't? In your mind. Now remember, Allah can see through your mind. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ Allah knows what is in your soul. الْقَلْبُ مَحَطُّ نَظَرِ الرَّحْمَنِ The heart is where Allah, Rabbul Arsh, is looking. Allah can see through that you have envy, you have hasad, you're not satisfied with your taqdeer, with your capacity. You're looking into someone else's paper. Your test is different to the test of another person next to you. You have certain capacities. Allah put you in these capacities to test you with it. And that some other person next to you, he have different capacities than your capacities. You have money, that person doesn't have money. There's a question of money in the paper of that person. He will be questioned on the day of judgment. Where did you get it? How did you spend it? While that other person is poor, he doesn't have money. So on the day of judgment, his judgment is very easy for this question specifically. Someone has power, someone doesn't have power. We need to realize and understand these important ideas so that we are thankful to Allah. Don't look at those people in the matters of dunya. Don't look at those people who have more than you. Why? Because you'll start to say, oh, I don't have, then they are better than me. It's not like that. We compete only in the matters of akhirah. This person is making salah, it's ibadah, Quran, obedience to Allah, and I try to better myself. But in the matters of dunya, no. The more the people have from the capacities and ornaments of dunya, it's more tests for them, more exams for them, more questions for them. So get used to say, Alhamdulillah. Not only verbally, but also inside your heart. Inside your heart, there is Raditu Billahi Rabba, wa bil Islam Deena, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. Inside your heart, I'm content with Allah. And you say it to yourself verbally in the morning. We are highly recommended to recite this dhikr in the morning 3 times. And in the evening, 3 times. And even after every adhan. Even after every, there is a narration that should be also recited after every adhan. What is it? رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. I am pleased. It means what? I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. That means I'm pleased with Allah and I'm pleased with His taqdeer. Whatever Allah puts me in that I have no hand in it, I'm accepting it. My color, the color of my face, sicknesses, death of someone, I'm accepting Allah and His taqdeer. Whatever happens to me unwillingly, I'm accepting it from Allah. Raditu billahi rabba, raditu billahi rabba. Wa bil Islam deena, I'm content with Islam as my deen, alhamdulillah. If my musibah is not in my deen, it's okay. As long as my deen is fine, alhamdulillah. Understand, Ikhwa? The Palestinian sisters, one of the sisters, I know her son. So he's telling me, he said, whenever my mother wants to ask me, how are you? She doesn't say, how are you? So I said, what does she say? She says, كيف دينك إيمانك يا ولدي? How is your deen and iman, my son? So when I say, alhamdulillah, mom, my deen and iman is fine. I say, then you are fine. Everything else is fine. If your deen and iman is intact, خلاص, everything is fine. That's it. That's what we need to learn. وَاللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. Ya Allah, don't make our musibah in our deen. If it's dunya, it's dunya. Don't let dunya crush you. It will go away. That's why I always say to those people who are suffering from stress itself about dunya things, I say, ask yourself, is it in your deen or is it in your dunya? Is it a worldly affair that's troubling you or is it an akhir affair? They say, no, it's a worldly affair. Then don't worry. The whole dunya is not equivalent to the wing of the mosquito at the account of Allah. About what? Which of the wing of the mosquito is causing you sadness and trouble, you troubled about? The whole dunya is fading away. Don't worry. Just make sure that you utilize this musibah or this calamity or this event or this incident to get sabr so that you go to Jannah. Understand, ya ikhwa? So that's the shukr that we want to have in our hearts. Verbally, raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. Alhamdulillah, when you eat, when you drink, when anything happens, alhamdulillah, always on your tongue. Alhamdulillah, always on your tongue. When they ask someone, how are you? He said, not good, Sheikh, not good. That's not good. You say, alhamdulillah, ya akhi, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. All praises to Allah for all the conditions. Another person, I asked him, alhamdulillah, he was a poor farmer in Egypt, and the farmers in Egypt, living very poor life, not like farmers here. Farmer in Egypt, very small piece of land, and they living a tough life, and they did no machinery or anything. They just used their hands. So I said, I wanted to help him. So, how are you? So he said, alhamdulillah, Sheikh. And he started kissing his hand. This is a kinaya. And metaphorically, it means that I'm very good. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh. Rida. 100% satisfied and great. So, do you need any help? He said, no, nothing. Alhamdulillah, we are fine. I wanted to help him in any way. Do you need money? No money, nothing. I'm okay. I don't need anything. Alhamdulillah. What we plant, we eat, and that's it. So the other day, asked same question to someone else who's a millionaire. A millionaire. And this person, yani he can spend every day hundreds of thousands. I said, how are you? He said, not good, Sheikh. There's so much of problems. Make dua for me, please. Why, akhi? I said, no, I'm entering into another business and I need to go into some political party to protect my business. And so much of stress. Wallah, I take tablets to sleep, you know. Take tablets to sleep. What do you need? He said, just make dua, a lot of dua for me that I can be successful in this deal, etc. سبحان الله لا تحسبن السعادة جمع مال إن التقي هو السعيد. Don't think that happiness is in collecting this, collecting that. No, it's in the heart. الغنى غنى القلب. It's in the heart. That if you are زاهد, if you are content with the تقدير of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, فأنت ومالك الدنيا سواء. You and Bill Gates are equal. If you don't need anything from dunya, if you don't need anything from except what is enough for me, alhamdulillah, I have my food for one day, alhamdulillah, I'm healthy, no suffering from.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Anything, I can go to the toilet by myself, alhamdulillah, I can eat, I can stand, I can move, I can breathe correctly. Right. It's a blessing from Allah, alhamdulillah. What else do you need from dunya? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi badanihi, yajidu quta yawmihi, faqad hizat lahu dunya bihadafiriha. If you wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah, you're healthy. There are so many people who wakes up and they're not healthy. They wake up and they didn't sleep well. Why? They can't breathe right. Some people, they wake up in the morning and they have eyes problems. Sometimes the people wake up headache. Right? Alhamdulillah, you are healthy. Right? يَجِدُ قُوتَ يَوْمِي. You have food for a single day at least. A single day at least. One day, food for a single day. Right? And then, يَجِدُ قُوتَ يَوْمِهِ مُعَافًا فِي بَدْنِهِ آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ. You are safe in your hometown. There are plenty of people and nations who are not safe in their hometowns or not safe and in their houses. You are safe. Alhamdulillah, the Messenger says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِرِهَا. As if he owns the entire life. This person, as if he owns the entire life. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Get accustomed to say Alhamdulillah. And when you say Alhamdulillah, let it come deep from your heart. Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Verbally and in the heart. الشكر باللسان. The second type of shukr, الشكر بالجنان, in your heart. And the third type of shukr, الشكر بالعمل, by utilizing the blessings of Allah that He gave you and using it in a correct way. He gave you money, I used it in a correct way. He gave me wealth, I used it in a correct way. He gave me authority, I don't oppress people who are under me. I treat them well, etc. Why? Allah gave you that as a test. Whatever you have from capacities, it is a test that Allah is testing you in. Understand, Yahwa? Right. That's the type of shukr. When you practice this shukr this way, what will you reap? First thing, count with me. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, Allah will not only preserve what you have, no, Allah will give you even more. It will draw the blessings of Allah to you. Allah can see through your heart. If you're truly thankful to Allah, wallahi al-azim, will start to see luck. You will start to see fortune. Why? You praise Allah. And this is a heavenly law that will never be broken. A heavenly law, it will never be broken. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, I shall increase you. And that لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ تُفِيدُ التَّأْكِيدُ. That lamb is called lamb التأكيد, the lamb of affirmation. For sure, verily, Allah will increase you. And we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. Understand, Yaqwa? What else? With the shukr of Allah, whenever you make dua to Allah, your dua will be accepted. Because you are thankful, when you have a need, a certain need, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you your need because of your shukr. Because you praise Allah, because you thank Allah. Yeah, of course, every day you practice it, but some of us don't see that or don't understand this meaning. I'll bring your attention to that. You make salah now, we're going to make salah now, right? And when you make salah, we make ruku'ah. We say Allahu Akbar, we go to ruku'ah, right? When we make rafa' from ruku'ah, when we raise from ruku'ah, what do we say? Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, right? It means what? It means Allah listens to those who praise Him. It doesn't mean listen loud and clear and doesn't answer. It means Allah answers. The metaphorical meaning is Allah answers those who praise Him, those who are thankful, those who make shukr to Allah. Allah answers them. That's why we say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. For sure, Allah answers those who praise Him. Then you say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. You answer yourself. You start to say to yourself, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. To our Lord, all praises to You. I'm praising You. Alhamdulillah. Then you go into sujood. And in sujood, we make dua. In sujood, we're supposed to make dua. Many people, they don't make dua in sujood. They say, Subhan Rabbilah, Subhan Rabbilah, Subhan Allahu Akbar. Come on. You did everything already. Make dua. Don't just say Subhan Rabbil Ala and finish. Say Subhan Rabbil Ala, Subhan Rabbil Ala, Subhan Rabbil Ala, and you can add. You can even make 10. You can make 10 times Subhan Rabbil Ala according to the time you have. And then you make dua to Allah. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي كُلَّهُ دِقَّهُ وَجِلَّهُ عَلَانِيَتَهُ وَسِرَّهُ أَوَّلَهُ وَآخِرَهُ مَا عَلِمْتُ مِنْهُ وَمَا لَمْ أَعْلَمْ. There are so many du'as of Rasulullah that you can do in sujood position. Ma'thur du'as you can do in sujood position. Your du'a get accepted by Allah. Why? Because you praise Allah. And you introduce to Allah. And you said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And you said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. So your du'a get accepted. Understand, Yahwa? With the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward is unexpected. Some rewards from Allah on the Day of Judgment, unexpected rewards because of that word of hamd that came deep from your heart. Right? The Prophet ﷺ was making ruku' and then he raised from ruku' and behind him is the Sahaba. And then he said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. The Sahaba, most of them said, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. And one Sahabi said, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. So after the Prophet ﷺ finished salah, he said, من القائل? Who's the one who said it? So a sahabi said, أنا يا رسول الله, I said it. He said, لقد رأيت بضعا وثلاثون ملكا يبتدرونها. I saw 30 and so angels are competing to write the thawab of this word that you said. 30 ملك. What thawab is that? What great thawab is it? Unexpected reward when you just say, Alhamdulillah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be sincere and you will see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand, ya ikhwa? Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like how you thank Allah in dunya, you will thank Allah in the akhirah. Allah will enable you to thank Him where? In Jannah. Because you are thankful to Allah in dunya. Allah will thank you, will thank for you in akhirah and let you enter Jannah, and Allah will be pleased with you. And this is the greatest jaza ever. When you are thankful to Allah in the heart and on your tongue, you're going to receive the greatest jaza. What is the greatest jaza? Who can guess? It's not Jannah. The greatest jaza is not Jannah. There is a greater jaza than Jannah. To see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah and that Allah will be pleased with you. The narration says that when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, they will praise Allah. They'll say, Alhamdulillah, الذي أذهب عنا الحزن. All praises to Allah who took away all the sadness, all the worry, all the trouble, who took away the punishment in Jahannam, who protected us from it, from Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, الذي أذهب عنا الحزن. The people of Jannah will recite these words. Then they will be able to see Allah. Allah will talk to them and they will see Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the people of Jannah, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of Jannah, Hal raditum, are you pleased? Are you happy? Are you content? We will say, inshallah, we will say, all of us will say, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَى وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْطِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Why we won't be satisfied and pleased, Ya Allah? You've given us Jannah, you protected us from Jahannam, and you've given us things that you didn't give to anyone before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, Bala, I will give you more than Jannah. There is something that I'm going to give you better than Jannah. What is it? He said, Uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhat alaykum abada. I will be pleased with you forever. I will never be displeased with you ever again. Allahu Akbar. Allah will be so pleased with us. This is the greatest reward. That Allah Azza wa Jal, Rabbul Arsh, will be pleased with you. Allah is happy with you. What else do you want? If you have the King of the Kings in your side, what can you be worried about? We want to practice this ibadah, ibadah al-shukr. Especially as we get closer to blessed times, blessed days, like the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We practice this ibadah, ibadah al-shukr. So that Allah will give us, Allah Azza wa Jal will give us the taqwa, the iman, will fill our heart with taqwa and iman to receive these beautiful days, these blessed days, and to come out of it, to come out of it with a great deal of taqwa. May Allah make us among the muttaqeen. May Allah make us among the salihin. May Allah make us among the shakirin. Because Allah yuhibbu shakirin. Allah loved the thankful servant. This is a verse in the Quran. Allah yuhibbu shakirin. For sure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the thankful servants. May Allah make us among the thankful servants. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum fa astaghfiruh. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.